And there is struggle within our own hearts. And sometimes we feel that I am useless and or I'm abnormal. So therefore the individual recluse himself from others. He doesn't have the courage to take the next step. And in reality, it's true. Sometimes life is out of our control. Thing does not happen the way we expected. So therefore, we ask painfully, how come others don't accept me? Why don't they care about me? And what is the purpose of my life? As we come to this postmodern world, To take care of this pain, we go to the other extreme.
Hey,
he says, oh, forget about the expectations. Just live as you're, do what you want to do.
Hey,
the most important thing is you got to be happy. Do what your heart desires. If we look in our heart and our emotions, then we are in trouble. Because our emotion and our heart is always changing. And sometimes it changes, there is conflictions. And because our heart is selfish, and our vision is limited and narrow. Before we just talk about these two different worldview. One who has a very good plan. Another one says, I just follow my heart. Sometimes these will give us a very temporary satisfaction or comfort. But if you depart from God, if you depart from the plans of God, if you depart from the relationship between mankind, it will bring you to an even deeper emptiness and loneliness. In today's scripture, here Joseph is facing a very important problem. He grew up in a traditional Jewish family. Usually, as the person becomes an adult, when they're 15 or 16, they already planned their marriages. So Joseph and Mary are already engaged. But they're living in their own home. They're exciting to wait for the day of their marriage. So that they would start their family having children. In that present time, when two persons become engaged, in law, they are already as if they are in marriage. So even though they're not living together, they already have the status of being a husband and wife. Only going through divorce can their engagement be nullified. And one day, Mary came excitedly telling Joseph, says, I have become pregnant through the Holy Spirit. And just like in Luke chapter 1, it tells us, she praised God and how God was merciful to her. But in Matthew, it didn't record any sayings from Joseph. It didn't record any response. Joseph became quiet.
有些事不对,
something is not right.
啊, 一个女人之所以有孕,
even though when a female becomes pregnant,
啊, 是要透过一个男人的嘛,
it has to go through a man.
啊, 但他知道不会是他的,
and he knew it wasn't him.
一是就从另外一个男人,
it must be another man.
哇, 这个是犯奸淫来的,
isn't that adultery?
啊, 从这个宗教的角度来看,
from the perspective of their religion,
啊, 作为一个义人, 啊, 第19节讲话是一个义人,
being a person of righteous, in verse 19 it calls Joseph a righteous person.
啊, 义人就是说他忠心去遵守律法的那些人,
being a righteous person means he obeys the law.
啊, 约瑟应该跟另外一个遵守律法的人去结婚,
Joseph should marry another person who is also righteous.
啊, 否则他对他自己来说是一个羞辱,
otherwise, it would be a shame to himself.
啊, 也同样他自己都被自为不洁净,
and he himself also becomes unclean.
啊, 所以约瑟是应该去跟玛利亚离婚的,
so therefore, Joseph needed to be divorced from Mary.
啊, 但如果约瑟将整件事公开的时候,
but if this situation become public,
玛利亚必会受到很公, 即是公开的羞辱,
Mary will be publicly shamed.
啊, 还有被严厉的处罚,
and she will be seriously punished.
但约瑟都知道,
but Joseph knew that even within law there is mercy.
啊, 他想跟随他的心,
he wanted to follow his heart.
啊, 第19节说, 他不愿明明的羞辱他,
in verse 19, he says that he was unwilling to put her to shame to resolve the divorce quietly.
啊, 你在这里呢, 你可以见到玛利亚她要做主的器皿的时候,
here you see as Mary becoming a tool of God.
啊, 她要承受个压力, 和要付的代价是多么大,
you feel the pressure she has to endure and the price she had to pay.
啊, 被人甚至是自己的未婚夫, 自为一个淫妇,
even to become an adulteress while she was engaged.
啊, 她会被律法去定罪,
she need to be judged by the law.
啊, 她所生的婴孩不会被这个社会接纳,
and the child that she will give birth to will not be accepted by this world.
啊, 这对年轻人他们知道,
These young couple knew,
啊, 他们真的要去跟随神的旨意的时候,
if they were to follow the will of God,
他就面对着这个很大的考验,
they will be tested by this problem.
他们心里头充满很多不安和恐惧,
so therefore their hearts are filled with unease and fear.
啊, 在第20节约瑟在想这件事的时候,
here in verse 20, as the Bible tells us, as Joseph was contemplating these things,
啊, 有主的智者向他梦中显现,
the angel of the Lord came to him in a dream.
啊, 我们人呢, 都必须要承认啊,
and being humans, we need to admit,
啊, 只是凭我们人的智慧,
to live according to our own wisdom,
啊, 我们不能够完全明白, 啊, 神的事,
we do not fully understand the will of God.
啊, 约瑟是需要, 啊, 神向他显现和启示,
Joseph needed God to present himself and to give him a vision.
啊, 很明白整件事的来原因,
to understand the reason of everything that is happening.
啊, 在那里知道耶稣是谁,
so that he can know who Jesus is.
啊, 还有他的使命, mission 是什么,
and to know that what his mission was.
啊, 天使对他说, 你不要怕,
and therefore the angels told him, do not fear.
啊, 第一句话, 首先天使他称约瑟为大卫的使尊,
the first thing that the angel addressed Joseph, he called him the son of David.
Yes, 大卫的使尊,
the son of David.
啊, 我刚刚信耶稣的时候,
when I first came to know the Lord,
啊, 人家说, 哎, 你先读旧约呢, 就容易明白一点,
he says, you should start reading
the New Testament.
And then it's easier to understand.
啊, 当我打开新约第一本书的时候,
when I opened the New Testament, the first book,
啊, 马太福音第一章,
which is Matthew chapter 1,
哇, 第1到第17节,
from verse 1 to 17,
啊,
It's a long list of genealogy. Many, many names. As I read to the names in verse 5 and 6, and I become very impatient. I feel there's no meaning to know to read on. Why don't I just skip these things and go to verse 18? But if that is you, we will lose out on 2/3 of what the Bible has recorded. And that this genealogy lists all the names within the Bible.
第一章第一節，佢話亞伯拉罕的後裔，大衛的子孫，耶穌基督的家譜。
And here in verse one, that the son of David.
亞伯拉罕的後裔，大衛的子孫。
The descendant of Abraham, the son of David.
耶穌基督的家譜。
The genealogy of Jesus Christ.
我哋一路讀落嚟，我哋讀過亞伯拉罕、以撒同埋雅各嘅生平。And
we have read the story of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob.
神就揀選亞伯拉罕呢一個家族。And
God has chosen the family of Abraham.
好，佢過一個信心嘅生活。So
that through their life of faith,
神同佢哋立約。God
established a covenant.
應許話與佢哋同在。He
promised that he will be with them. And that through them and their descendants, that they will bless the nations of the world. And later on, and God will treat the descendant David. He established another covenant with him. Here we read in Jeremiah
37, verse 17.
Now, what is this promise or covenant is that David shall never lack a man that sits on the house of his throne of house of Israel.
永遠都是坐在有人坐在這個寶座上。
That is that the descendants of David will always be on the throne of Israel.
於是一直來到現在的約瑟。
Up to the point now as we come to Joseph.
他被天使稱為大衛的子孫。
And he is addressed that he is the son of David.
即是說他和他的兒子。
That is to say that he and his child are legally to sit on the throne of Israel. What am I saying with all this stuff? That is, if Joseph were to decide to divorce Mary, Jesus will not legally become a descendant of David. Even though Mary was conceived by the Holy Spirit, Jesus needed to be born in the family of Joseph and Mary. So therefore the angels told him, do not be afraid. Don't be afraid to take her as your wife. The child that Mary is carrying is not from an ordinary man. He is from the Holy Spirit, a child of God. He is what God has promised in the Garden of Eden to the women. He is a descendant who will come and to break the head of the serpent. Throughout the history of the Israelites, Jesus was destined to come. When he was to be birthed, he will become the Emmanuel,
Messiah,
the Messiah.
这个尼赛亚, 或者称为基督,
this Messiah, also called Jesus,
Christ.
Christ, yeah.
是大卫的子孙,
he is a descendant of King David and also the great king.
要坐在大卫的宝座上,
he will sit on the throne of David.
这个证明就是这位守约的神,
this proof is that this, the God of Covenant,
正是他子民的盼望,
so therefore, this is the hope of the people that he does not need to fear.
第二,
secondly, the angel has given a name to Jesus so that he should not given the name to Jesus so he should not fear.
耶稣,
Jesus, the name is in Hebrew.
希伯来文来讲是叫做约书亚.
In Hebrew,
it's
Joshua.
意思就是说耶和华拯救,
that is that the Savior will save.
耶稣在当时来讲是一个很普遍的名字.
Jesus at that time was a very ordinary name.
他讲到很多人对他们的后代一个期望.
It represented that a lot of these people have this hope, hope that they anticipate.
他就是说主啊救好我们了你答应过的.
They call their children that name because they say, hey God, here, you promised to save us.
正如我们今天的社会这样.
And just like today in our society,
当自己人面对很多不公义不公平的事,
and when we are faced with many unjustly things,
他有很多战争,
and within the wars and struggles,
他被强国去欺压他们.
And sometimes they are overtaken by powerful nations.
但天主特别地指出,
but the angel especially points out,
耶稣神的儿子所要拯救的是什么呢?
What Jesus, the Son of God, what is he to save?
他不是去拯救在政治上或者经济上,
he is not to save politically or economically.
而是说这一切问题背后的真正的问题.
He is to come to save what is in the background of everything else.
要将自己的百姓从罪恶当中去拯救出来.
He need to come to save his people from their sins.
我们人的困境就是罪所带来的后果.
Our situation is brought upon us because of sin.
我们人就生活在神的愤怒之下.
We live because of sin under the wrath of God. We have brought upon ourselves the wrath and punishment of God. So the sin may cause us to lose our relationship with God. But the Son of God comes into this world. He came to take upon our sins. He made himself and offer himself as the propitiation of our sins.
就是希伯来书第二章第十四节.
We can see that in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 to 15.
骨儿女既同在血肉之体, 他讲耶稣照样吞噬着成了血肉之体, 特要食着死, 败坏那掌嘴权的, 就住魔鬼. 第十五节. 并且要释放那这一生因怕死而为奴仆的人.
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14, since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook in the same thing, that through death he might destroy the one who has power of death, that is the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery.
耶稣就是那个世人长久期待的救主.
Jesus is the Savior that mankind long for.
所以约瑟兰,你不要怕去娶玛利亚为妻.
So therefore, Joseph, do not fear to take Mary as your wife.
在第十,害怕被人排斥从羞辱的里面.
Fear is within.
很害怕被人去羞辱和
Fear is found within shame and those who look upon us. The angels told what Joseph to know.
同女，这个举个胎儿，同女从圣灵怀孕嘅时候，
and that the, when the when the Mary was conceived by the Holy Spirit,
系表明耶稣唔系带住人嘅罪，带住罪人嘅本性嚟出生。
It represents that Jesus did not bring along the nature of sin, in his birth.
但亦都系神藉着先知以利亚去曾经预言过嘅。
And this is what Isaiah has promised in Isaiah.
喺旧约嘅以赛亚书第七章。
In the Old Testament, in Isaiah chapter 7.
以赛亚讲俾嗰个当时嘅阿哈斯王听。
And Elijah was telling the king Isaiah.
佢话唔好怕强大嘅军队压境。
Don't be afraid by the strong army of other nations.
你要在那裡信靠神。
You need to depend on God here.
神必會用大能的手去拯救你們。
God will use his mighty hand to save you.
在這個困難的裡面。
In this difficult situation.
但是阿哈斯王他怎樣確定會知道呢?
But how did King Isaiah, how did he know definitely?
因為神給了他一個記號。
Because God gave him a symbol, a sign.
以赛亚书第七章第十四节，即系好似我哋今日嘅经文第二十节嗰度。
In Isaiah chapter 7, just 14, just as in our scripture reading today.
佢话必有童女怀孕生子，人要听他的名为以马内利。
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, and it the Lord spoke by the prophets, Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they should call him Emmanuel.
所以瑪利亞懷精靈懷孕係應驗咗先知以利亞嘅預言。
Here, when Mary becoming pregnant is a fulfillment of the promise of the coming of the Messiah.
以馬內利翻出嚟就係神與我哋同在。
Emmanuel, when you interpret it, it means that God. It is termed God with us.
當我哋話神與我哋同在嘅時候，
when we say that when God is with us,
即係代表神嘅大能嘅手。
It represents that the powerful hand of God
喺嗰度去供應同埋保守我哋。He
is providing and protecting us.
我哋睇個亞伯拉罕、以撒、雅各個故事。
And here we look at Abraham and Isaac. We look at their stories.
神嘅同在使到佢哋凡事順利。
We see that God with us allow them to be successful.
同摩西同在嘅時候，
When God was with Moses,
使佢有膽量同埋智慧見法老王。
He had the courage and the wisdom to face Pharaoh.
神就喺即係曠野喺度，唔知行邊度嗰時候，喺佢個同在度引導佢哋。
And when the Israelites did not know where to turn, God with them led them the way.
神同在就喺個會幕同埋聖殿嘅敬拜嘅裏面。
And here, God with them, He appeared within the temple where they worshipped.
你睇詩篇23篇第4節。
And also in Psalm 23, verse 4.
佢話。 因为神的同在，我哋行过死荫嘅幽谷，也不怕遭害。
Just that when God is with us, we could enter into the valley of death, and we should fear no evil.
即系我哋喺旧约嘅里面，我睇到神嘅同在系带嚟人嘅安全同埋保障。
We see that in the Old Testament, when God with us brings them security and safety.
但系呢啲同在都系暂时同埋有条件嘅。
But this God with us is temporary and also conditional.
因為有罪嘅人喺聖潔嘅神面前，
because a sinner in the presence of God，
只有個恐懼戰驚，
they will have fear and trembling.
你唔好話同在啊，你見一眼都會滅亡啊。
Not being with God, one look of God, then you will be destroyed.
罪正係人最需要解決嗰個嘅問題。
Sin is the greatest problem that mankind has to deal with.
而神拯救個人嘅方法就係差佢兒子耶穌降世。
And God's method of saving the world is to send His Son Jesus Christ. He came into this world and he lived among us. And he is there with us. And therefore we can develop a close relationship with him. There we can come to know God. And today as the Savior comes in the form of a baby, he does not bring along with him judgment. The first time he came to take upon our judgment. He was nailed on the cross for our sins. Through the punishment, he takes away the obstacles between us and God. He restored the broken relationships of man and God. There again on the cross, he allows that the man can be united with God. To believe in Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. When Jesus resurrected and ascended into heaven, he sent the Holy Spirit to represent him. In this already not yet circumstance, that Jesus is still with us. In the God with us today, in our time, he cleanses our remnant sins. He gives us the strength to follow the will of God. When God is with us, so that we can go to the ends of the world to be a witness to him. And finally, in the time when there is a new heaven and new earth, where there is no more tears and pain, because at that moment, God will be with us forever. I'm not sure if you ever desire this blessing of heaven. Many of us still have that Joseph moment, or perhaps even Mary's moment. A lot of things that takes place when we are not expecting. There is sickness and even death in the family. Or there is natural disasters and wars. And a lot of our plans are destroyed. Even in Jesus' birth and throughout his life, these things happen. But because Jesus wanted to bring us out of our darkness, when Jesus entered into our times of darkness, he brings along with him a mortal body. He brings along a body that can be harmed, so that he can experience the suffering of mankind. How it feels to be betrayed and murdered. He was determined to take the path of the cross. This cross is the extreme of suffering. Even he shows us, even in Matthew chapter 26, verse 39, he says, and he tells us that Jesus was in tears as he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus prayed, My Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass me. But nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. And then the angels came and revived him. And so that he can obey the will of God. Jesus did this because he loved you and me. He was totally obedient to the will of the Father. For you and me, he experienced the darkest moment of his life. So that you and I will have encouragement. So that you and I have the courage to admit that we are sinners. We do acknowledge that we have a need. We need someone to save us. So that you and I have courage to put God in the center of our lives. To put down our own will. In the silent prayers, we wait for the leading of God. To draw near to him. There we will have new strength. No matter how great your difficulties, God will give us the courage to meet our deepest problems. It is because Jesus has already come. People will call Joseph is like a silent hero, a saint. In the Bible, they never depict any saying of Joseph. Obviously, he's not mute. But the Bible records him that through faith, he was obedient. Every person who was willing to be used by God, he will become a blessing to many others. But God does not need you. But when we are disobedient, we will be like Jonah. We will go through many unnecessary paths. Then can we learn the lesson that God wants to teach us. When God wants to use a person, He will allow them to go through many testing. Just like Jesus having to face the cross. God allows us to take up our own cross to follow Jesus. So therefore we can experience the death that Christ died. To experience that the old self will be destroyed by the Holy Spirit. So that the resurrection, the power of resurrection of Jesus Christ will be revealed. So that we will become a suitable tool for God. So therefore, when we are in times of difficulty, we do not fear. We don't need to purposely avoid. God wants us to experience and to experience all these things. But he gives us enough grace. So this Christmas lesson changed Joseph. Did this change any of us? But later on we will sing that the coming expected Jesus.
在圣诞出世的耶稣，第一是个王。
The Jesus that was born in Christmas, first thing that he is king.
他是王，他掌管一切。
He is king, and therefore he controls all things.
虽然很多东西不在我们意料之外。
Even though a lot of things that we don't know about.
第二爱我们的耶稣是我们最终的拯救。
And secondly, Jesus is our only Savior.
救我们脱离，我们最大的。
He will save us from our most difficult thing. So that is that He will rescue us from our slavery to sin. We give thanks to God. Thirdly, with Emmanuel, God with us. And that Emmanuel being with us, he will be in our hearts. And in our hearts that we will show and express his great resurrection power. So that our whole lives will glorify God's name. Let's come and sing this song. Come, thou long expected Jesus.